Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Cheryl Miller about the Mid-Prairie Fund for Academic Excellence.
How did the fund start? Were you one of the people at the forefront of coming together to come up with this endowment fund, or how did it all begin?
Yes, at our 45th class reunion, so that's been 5-6 years ago, Tom Wade, one of the classmates, suggested that it was time to start thinking about some kind of a memorial gift to the school for our 50th anniversary, which was 2016. He put together a committee. I was on that committee. And over the next 2 or 3 years, finally ending in last summer, we kind of invented the project, met with school officials and the foundation, talked over various ideas, settled on this particular approach, and then reached out to our classmates to raise enough money to get it started. And we set a very high goal, $66,000, and exceeded it. So we were very proud of that and handed over the money to the foundation at the homecoming football game last fall, and now the program's underway.
How was the application process like last year for the four projects that then came to be?
So in September, we wrote and circulated an application form to the teachers at the high school and alternative school. This is the pilot project year, so we took a shot at writing an application to see how it would work and sent it around and got 9 applications back. And selected from that 4 over the course of the year. This was actually 2 cycles. There was the fall in September, and then there was January. The total is 9 applications and 4 funded projects.
What is the next step for the fund? I know you are looking to expand this to elementary and the middle school.
The next step, correct, is to expand this to all the schools in the district. And in order to do that, we are going to need to increase the endowment from the current $66,000 or slightly over that to about $350,000. So we are about to begin a fundraising drive to alumni, to townspeople, to Friends of Mid-Prairie, to businesses, and others to tell them about the fund, what we're trying to do to support education in the district, and the need to increase the endowment. This is a permanent source of funding for the district. It will spin off 3.5% to 4% per year from the corpus, the endowment principal. So forevermore, there will be that much more money for teachers and students to apply for projects to improve the education there.
Now that you're working on raising funds to have $350,000, what is the importance of this fund and what you guys have done?
We have a motto, learn, earn, return. And that motto really speaks to the importance of students going through school, learning, going out into the world, developing a career, developing a work life, and then coming back into the school and helping the next generations of students. So that whole cycle of being a student yourself and then increasing the opportunities for people following you is our vision in starting this fund.
For this coming fall, will there be, I think Jeff might have mentioned to me that there's going to be another round of applications for new projects. Is something like that going to be happening this coming fall?
Absolutely, yes. From here on out, we expect every fall to have a new call for proposals from teachers throughout the district to come forward with their best ideas for their classrooms or for extracurricular activities that they think will improve educational opportunities for students. So yes, we will be completing our pilot year this spring and getting ready for the rollout to the rest of the district and start taking applications in September.
Is there a timeline for the this next phase of raising money?
We have about a 3-year plan to reach out to graduating classes at their class reunions, to major donors that have either graduated from Mid Prairie High School or in some way connected to the district or the towns of Wellman, Kelowna, Westchester, and other towns in the district. And then to use social media to expand the audience for what we're trying to do there and start telling people, more people, about what we're doing and what the results of it are.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Cheryl Miller. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.